See, we think of waves and just water as on the ocean, but you have to understand the reason why God has storms in the atmosphere is because the storms are making waves too. They're not just making waves on the earth. They're also making waves in the heavens. God, I'm preaching better. Y'all shouting. Slap your name and say, there are more waves than one. Come on here. All you know is, as I thought about the waves and spoke about the waves, all you thought about was that there are waves on the water, but there are sound waves. And there are light waves. Slap your name and say, God likes to make waves. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And the waves that he is making are built to take you to a desired destination. That's why he needs you to understand that when he tells you that he has a desired place for you, and it's going to cause you to have to dare to adventure and trust him, you have to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to get there. The text says, and I'm closing up with this, the text says that they desired to go down into ships to do business and great waters. And the Bible says, no problem. Verse 25 declares, and so because they desired to go down to the ships to do business in great waters, that the Lord, verse 25, commanded and raised the stormy wind. Isn't it amazing that when you begin to dream and pray and ask God to do a thing, y'all ain't say nothing. God then says, no problem, I can get you there, but you're going to have to trust me in the process. Slap your name and say, do you trust him in the process? You're the one that want to go and do business in great waters. Y'all ain't said nothing to me up in here. You're the one that says, God, use me. Here I am. Watch this. They desired to go down into the ship to do business in great waters. So, in verse 25, it says, so he commanded. Not the storm came abruptly or suddenly, but he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. He made waves. Oh, I'm preaching better, y'all shouting. Why did he make waves? Because our atmosphere is a host of vast quantities of energy and information. And watch me now. When the atmosphere isn't conducive to getting you to where you're supposed to go, he commands the stormy wind and raises the waves thereof. Why? To create energy and information. If you don't leave with nothing else, leave with these two things. Look at your name and say, energy and information. The Bible says, when he lifted up the storm thereof, watch me now, they mount up to the heaven and they go down to the depths. And when that began to take place, the Bible says the people that got into the ships that desire to do business in great waters, their souls melted like wax because they thought they were going to get out into the deep and it was going to be smooth sailing. They thought they were going to step out for their vision and for their dream and there were going to be no bumps and no humps. They thought that they would start their business plan, y'all ain't said nothing, and go down to the bank or to the investors, and they weren't going to ask no questions, y'all ain't said nothing, or test your dream or test your vision to see if you gave any prudence to it. I'm preaching way better than y'all shouting, and ain't nobody saying nothing. You library quiet right now. You thought that you could just jump in the ship and get to where God said you're supposed to be. And God said, I got something for you. A wave. To get a wave, you have to have a storm. What blew my mind was the surfing instructor told me it took him years to learn how to read, and this is his words verbatim, the storm in the water. I said, what? He said, yeah, man. He said, there's a lot happening down there. that creates what happens up here. The water is constantly churning, constantly turning, constantly whirling itself. Y'all ain't said nothing. So that whenever it hits a rift, come on here somebody, to slow down its energy, it then gives information. The information that is disseminated is what's happening where you can't see. You don't hear what I'm saying. In the middle of the storm, the reason why you are frightened is because you can't see. But it is that very fact that you can't see that information is about to be given unto you. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So you're going to be informed as to how much you actually trust and depend on the word of God. And ain't nobody saying nothing to me. You want to know why? Because you trust him when it's calm. Sun's out. Huh? Sun's out, guns out, right? Sun's out. You're good. But you see the storm as negative. Because all the information of life tells you is I got to get out this storm. I said this on Wednesday, and I know my time is probably up. I said this on Wednesday, and it messed me up again. But every time I think about it, it still messes me up. When David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. We just read that and bypass it, but you don't even realize that, you know, he was led that way. See, everything negative that happens to us, we see it in negative light, in a negative slant. And so our prayer becomes prayer protection. Y'all ain't said nothing about it becomes a prayer protection rather than a prayer pursuing. It becomes God keep me, God cover me. No. Instead of God, get me there. Y'all ain't said nothing. That's what it becomes. And so then our press gets broken. We don't press towards anything. We give up. We quit because when the storm shows up, we forget that he commanded and raised the stormy wind. Why? Because of a desire to go down to the ship and do business in great waters. And so he commanded the storm. And when it came, their souls melted like wax. And when they stopped trying to figure out, oh God, how to make it, the Bible says they came to their wits' end. To the end of their wisdom, meaning they tried everything they could possibly do to navigate their way through the storm. This is expressly why Jesus was sleeping in a storm, because he trusted the word enough to know ain't no need trying to navigate how I get there. As long as, my God, I'm preaching better than y'all, as long as I get there. When the storm comes, you start looking at all the panels and the controls when none of them are working. You start trying to steer the ship on a wave. Ain't no steering. It's quiet now. Then they cried unto the Lord. And the Bible says, he heard their cry and brought them out of their distress. I'm here. We're getting here. And when he brought them out of their distress, he made the storm a calm and the waves be still. But here's the part I love about it. If you don't shout, something wrong with you. When the storm stopped and when the waves were still, the Bible says they looked up and was at their desired haven. It wasn't that he calmed the storm and stopped the wave to get them there. No, no. Once he stopped it and once he calmed it, they were there. Slap your neighbor a high five and say, you're going to show up in a place Y'all not in here with me. And not even know how you got there. I wish I had 20 folk in this room that understood what I just said. Come on, everyone standing on your feet. I won't belabor this point. I had so much more that I left out. I had so much more that I left out. The waves and the wind and the storm are bringing energy and information. Think about how invigorated you are. Oh, I wish I had some help. Think, okay. When I got tossed off that surfboard, I got a level of focus I didn't think I had. I was doing stuff I didn't even know I knew how to do. Literally. I got knocked off. The first wave came and it was big, much bigger than what they thought it was. It was much bigger than what anticipated, because we were in the kiddie section of the we were in the kiddie area of the wave pool in the ocean. And the wave came, and it was actually bigger. And he apologized. He says, "Man, that was a lot bigger than I anticipated." And it knocked me off my board, flipped me over, and rolled me. I hate opening my eyes. Like, you're in the water, you close your eyes immediately. I was under there like. Because in my mind, all I could think about was rocks and reef and, you know, because of the million movies you saw of surfers. So my mind, I'm looking for the rocks, not knowing I'm not even by the reef. He got me in the kid part. Ain't nothing down there. Ain't nothing down there. And I'm focusing. And I'm twisting and turning. I'm balancing. I'm using muscles I didn't even know I had. Why? Because I'm getting knocked around. But when I got up on that board and caught a wave, I got up on that board and caught a wave. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm about to mess us all up. When I caught a wave, I was doing something I never thought I could do. And all I wanted to do was catch another one. So I tried the little adventure to go out a little deeper. I wasn't ready for that wave. God has a wave of glory that's about to hit your life. But it's not going to, listen to me. It's not going to look like you want it to look. That day was fun in the sun. The waves that I'm talking about are atmospheric pressure waves that bring sound waves and light waves into your life that produce wavelengths. I'm saying that'll cause you to measure how far the Lord has brought you. Can you grab the hand next to you, and I'm just going to do this little exercise and we're going to get out of here. This man, it's funny because I told you earlier, the Lord interrupted a whole bunch of other stuff I had up here. I wasn't even going to tell that surfing story. Don't know why I did, but the Lord knows. I'm in a room full of black people. Ain't nobody surfing. So I don't know why the Holy Spirit had me shitter. Now you want to go surfing? I'm a surf pastor. I'm a surf. No. No. Listen to me. Listen to me. Beyond the storm, if you desire if you truly desire to go for an adventure. Hallelujah. Celtic Christians. Okay. Well, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Celtic Christians had a name for the Holy Spirit that translates in English the wild goose. They called the Holy Spirit the wild goose because they wanted to chase him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Do you dare to go for an adventure? What are you chasing? Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. What are you after? The reason those surfers are out there is because they're thrill seeking. Your faith is bored. Bored faith isn't faith at all. Your angels are yawning. Now I know you're going to text and tweet that. Your angels are yawning. And the only excitement that they get is when God gives a thunderstorm. So they say, do it again, God. Because I'm waiting for them to do something. And while you stand at the shore of safety, there's amazement and wonder out there at the deep. But will you trust God when he raised the stormy wind for the purpose of giving you energy, of conserving the momentum and keeping you at the right angle so that no matter what wave takes you, you don't tilt over? Put your brother, y'all shout it in. That's the wonder of being caught up in the storm of God. It looks crazy because you should capsize by now. But he keeping you at the right angle because he knows how much you can take. God, I'm preaching way better than y'all shouting at him. And he doesn't let one more weight, one more inch get on there. And just keeps you. The reason that you have that hand and you're squeezing the hand is not because I'm bored or trying to get you. The reason you have that hand is because prophetically, we're about to go on an adventure. And the only way to experience what God has for us is on the other side of the storm. The storm is not a negative connotation. The storm that I'm speaking of is not a problem. It's not a circumstance. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. The storm is the storm. The storm is not coming to take something away from you, not for you to have hardship or pain. It's to give you energy and information. It's to give you the momentum that you need and the thrust that you need. And to pull out of you stuff you didn't even know you had on the inside of you. And as I preach this message all month long, know that there's greatness beyond the storm. Father, we are connected all over this room, and hands held in prayer, hearts and minds, believing you. That we're all going to make it. For us who are sitting back, stuck on the shores of safety, stuck on the shore of mediocrity, the shore of lack and defeat, the shore, Father, of status quo, you're calling us to come out to the deep. To trust you, to take a step of faith and activate our faith and don't lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you as you direct our path. Because one thing is for sure, Father, you're going to get us to the other side. You're going to get us to our desired havens. And when we get there, we'll be able to see clearly. And we'll be able to measure how far you have brought us. And we will testify of your goodness. We will testify of your grace. We will testify of your mercy. And we will let all the world know, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? So God, we thank you. We thank you for the thunder, and we thank you for the lightning, and we thank you for the boisterous wind. We thank you for all that is to come, knowing it all has a purpose. And we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. You believe that prayer? Give God a praise in this place. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, bless the name of Jesus.